Notes from the Field is a series concerning CLC foreign missions. This month's article is entitled Unexpected Love During the Pandemic. It is written by Jyoti Benjamin, who is the chairman of the Church of the Lutheran Confession in India. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? 2020 has been a difficult year for everyone. Because of the seriousness of COVID-19, the Indian government announced a nationwide total lockdown, and it continued months together. Can anyone imagine a lockdown for 1.37 billion Indian people? As one of the consequences of the lockdown, most of our CLCI members suffered from lack of food. This horrible corona lockdown left many of our poor members scrambling for food. Additionally, we received notices that we should immediately stop any kind of worship and church activities. Our poor pastors were left in an unexpected difficulty. For many months, there were no offerings and no rations for them. We were praying for help, and our Lord answered our prayers in an amazing way. With kind brotherly love toward us, the CLC inquired about our difficult situation and wanted to know how they could help. We really didn't expect this helping hand from the Honorable CLC USA, because they also are suffering and struggling with the same COVID-19. Praise the Lord for the big heart of the Honorable CLC. With the kind help from the CLC, we were able to distribute relief goods like rice, pulse, oil, and soap to the affected members and pastors. We will never forget this help. We also appreciate the wise advice of CLC missionary Peter Evenson. Many pastors tried to continue Sunday services, thinking that this sudden ban on Sunday worship was a persecution of Christian churches. Peter Evenson explained to us about the seriousness of this contagious coronavirus and the need to respect and obey the government orders. He reminded us that we trust God to protect us, but we should not test God by possibly putting ourselves or others in danger. Thank you so much, Brother Peter. The world was closed during lockdowns, yet these months have not been wasted. Even though we have travel restrictions, we obtained police permission to carry out relief operations to the poor. This has provided opportunities for CLCI evangelists to visit many villages to distribute rice and relief goods, along with our CLCI tracts and copies of catechisms. We also took advantage of lockdown time to work on our CLCI publication programs. We are in the process of printing the CLCI song booklets. This will be especially useful in the CLCI churches where Telugu hymnals and songbooks have not been available, and all services had to be conducted orally in the Telugu language. Also, I was able to write a few books on my sermons, which may later be published. In these ways, even the lockdown has become a profitable time for the CLCI to prepare and improve our evangelistic resources. Truly, it is a gift from our Lord. We never forget the support and encouragement we have received from the CLC during this time of crisis. All the CLCI members join with me in thanking the Honorable CLC for your dedication and Christian love in helping the CLCI during these COVID-19 times. Thank you for enabling us to provide assistance to our affected pastors and members to recover emotionally, psychologically, financially, and spiritually. Thank you so much for all you have done.